You're listening to the Pillaging Podcast, proud member of the Crow's Nest Podcast Network. Companion podcast to PJ4F.com, the number one podcast in Raider Nation. Tune in every week wherever podcasts are found. Call in and leave a message to be played on air at 408-909-PJFF. This episode brought to you by One Nation Fanware. Check them out at OneNationFanware.com. It's time to pillage another podcast. We are in control.
Yeah.
Damn right. What's up, Che? What's up, Bobby?
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's not in celebration today, but we got to crack them chillas, though. We got to crack them chillas.
Always.
Always. So, let's do the honors, Bobby. Oh, yeah. That's delicious.
And while they open these beers up, for the newcomers, why do we start a show like this? Because when you start talking football with your friends, you crack a beer. When you get to the tailgate, you crack a beer. When you sit down and watch the game, you crack a beer.
When you crack a beer, you crack a beer.
Yeah.
When you hang out with us, you better fucking crack a beer, man. You got to crack a beer. This bad boy's come from Eel River Brewing Co. Okay? And this is the Hazy by Nature New School IPA. Yeah, man. This is beautiful. Look at this. I don't know if we could pick up the color on here because we always get this background mixed in, but it's... I think it's coming through on Bobby's head for a little bit. Nice, man. Nice little
cloudiness and whatnot, just like a normal hazy should.
Give me a beer mustache, bro. And I don't even need one.
You get that good beer stash.
Oh, yeah. I would say it's pretty good balance in terms of the bitterness.
It really is.
Man. Nice little bitter. Smooth. Yeah. Nice little bitter ends on there. Not so hoppy, right? I'm not getting too much hoppiness in this. There's a little citrus flavor that goes hand in hand usually with the hazies. This is a 6.7?
Yep.
6.7 on the ABV. And this is nice. I'm liking this, man.
Organic
ingredients. 98% organic ingredients, bro. Yeah. But, yeah, man, this is good. I like it. I mean, I picked this thing up. I saw the label, and I was like, that's a pretty dope label. Hazy by Nature, you know, a little reference to Naughty by Nature.
It even got the consumer advisory, too. Mm. So you can, you know, you have to get your parents'
permission to buy that. Yeah, that parental advisor. Yeah, that parental advisor.
You down with ABV?
Yeah, you know me. Hey, no, this is good, man. I could drink this. This is going into the list of drinkable beers,
especially at a
party
6-7.
Beers, summer beers. This is a good like barbecue beer.
Will it go in the blue cooler?
Yeah.
Does it go in the elite cooler?
It does. It does. But it's not rocking with the champs. Like it's not gonna you know go toe to toe with them 10-pointers, bro. Them 8-point, you know. It's not going to be riding up there.
It's in there though.
It's in the cooler though. Yes. It's definitely look. This would be something that you would mix in there for the guys that are trying to get in.
Okay.
To the craft brews.
It's a gatekeeper.
Yeah, I think so. Right. That's okay. Safe to say. Yeah,
it really is, especially you know? Because it's not so overpowering with the hops and whatnot.
Yeah, it's got that Sabro, Mosaic, Citra, and Galaxy hops, but it's not hoppy. More malty, man.
I like them Citra hops.
Yeah.
Let's set the table a little bit, guys. Beers are open. Beers are flowing. Hopefully you guys are drinking too.
All night long.
Unless you're listening to this at work or in the car. let me save that for later. But if you're watching live with us, please crack a beer. Most of all, please smash that like button.
Yes.
As Bobby Wasabi said, if you've ever wanted to punch Paul Gunther in the face, smash that like button.
This should be like a million likes right now, bro.
Just something about his play
just
calling.
Just saying.
Makes me want to punch him in the face.
Real quick, got to give a shout out to Lucas Fuller.
Pillaging. Hey.
Thanks for the $4.99 donation in the Super Chat.
Salute.
Also, shout out to our longtime friend of the show, Silky Slim.
Pillaging. Hey, Mike.
$19.99 donation. That's a lot of money, bro. That's very generous. Appreciate it. He says... We shoulda, coulda, but it is what it is. We went toe-to-toe with the champs. Hopefully next time we see them, the results are different. Chelas are getting heavier now on the IBUs. Well,
hey,
It's IBU season, bro.
Hey.
You know, we're in November. It is.
IBU season.
We're in November, bro.
You got to stay toasty.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, bro. You know what? At the house, I'm getting a little bit of whiskey and Coke, bro. Okay? A little whiskey and Coke to toast me up because it's a little cool in the house. We don't run the heater too much.
Yeah, yeah.
It raises the bill. That raises the bill, though. Yeah.
Unless you want to make some puncher like last time. Hey. When I first met you guys. That will definitely get you
that
out
was a,
there.
That like was a night to remember.
That ponche, I was sweating in places I never even knew I had, bro.
Ponche con piquete.
I found a second crotch, bro. I had a crotch behind my crotch, bro.
Crotch rocket.
It was like a crotch basement, bro.
What's his name? His boxers, bro. What's his riff raff boxers, bro.
Yeah, bro. I had like a trap door down there. I never had a lot of square footage back there. I didn't realize. But hey, just a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Pillaging Pod. You can like us on Facebook. We're not on there too much. But hey, if that's where you're at, you can go there. If you'd like to donate to the show, it is paypal.me/PJ4F or right here in the YouTube chat. Smash that little cash icon. Obviously, One Nation Fanwear, big shout out. Definitely check out the OneNationFanwear.com page. You're going to look real fly after you get dipped in there. Also, reminder to our European listeners, standard shipping to all of Europe. They actually have a distributor in Europe. So not only will you just pay standard prices, you will get your merchandise in no time. So, again, encourage you out there in the European market, hit up OneNationFanwear.com and enter the code PJ4F. For free shipping all season long. Shout out to our friends over there at One Nation Fanwear, the most professional fanwear in the nation.
That's right.
Tonight's show, we got quick hits. There's really nothing there. We're going to be focusing on the game. I know it's not a win, but we're going to open the phone lines as well because I think there's a lot to be said after this game.
There's some positives, Doug. You know what I mean? Obviously, we don't like the result. We don't like that we lost this game, but there are some positives to take from this game. And I think moving forward, looking forward to the teams that we still have left on this schedule, there's a lot that we can feel good about and confident about.
So put a pin in that for just a hot second, because Raider Nug's in the chat. He says, good to see all as well as Kenny. Yes, everything's good. We were off last week, I know. And what I said, due to illness. Fact of the matter is, I have poison oak on my ball sack and many other places on my body. But
these are facts, bro. These
on my facts. Ball sack.
never take a piss in the bushes while you're playing disc golf.
Let's just say Kenny really embraced this Northern California sport.
Man, I love nature.
And he plays in the nude.
I love nature. I'm a tree hugger, bro.
And Poison Oak likes to hang out next to a tree, so you got to be careful. Full bear hug.
It was on my arms. It was on my waist. It was on my belly. It was on my neck. It was on my face.
Hey, man.
And it was on my ball sack, if I didn't mention.
That's rough.
Your boy got on prednisone. I was looking real puffy. I was looking real Bill Clinton there for a minute. I looked like Gary Radnich for like 3 days, bro. I'm good, though. I'm looking slim again, so dropping some weight. Shout out to Lucas Fuller. He says, keep it up. Hey, I'm able to now keep it up. Now that they're cleared up. It's cleared up.
Yeah. Shout out to that, man. Cheers to that.
Because you don't want to be all swollen pinky, bro. No pinkies.
I was swollen up in all the wrong places. I was on a cocktail of prednisone, Zyrtec, and Blue Chew. It was whack. I was in the fairway all day. I had not one bad shot.
Yeah.
And I scrubbed and I triple scrubbed when I got home. Still. But hey, it's all good. We're good. We're good. We're good now. We're
Shorty,
good.
Shorty says, "When this golf goes really wrong."
Yeah, you know what, Shorty? I'm pretty much predisposed to this stuff. I get it quite a bit, so I'm able to manage. But I knew this one was going to be bad, so I jumped on the phone really quick and I called Kaiser. Yeah,
you had to call that out, man.
I had to call the advice nurse and be like, my balls.
You should have gone to La Salvadora, bro. She would have got some Vapuru, bro. Just rub that shit on there, bro.
Dude, that sounds painful. I have a story about that. I'm not going to tell it on this show. Just don't put vapor rub anywhere near your genitals.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. That's for the subscriber.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah. That's check our Patreon if you want more videos. More Kenny Dick stories. Anyways, back to what Shay was talking about, because this was a close fought game. Number one, it was the best Sunday night football game all year long. So thank you, America. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I had that backwards. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
We give you a great Sunday night football shootout. Number two, we proved that we can go toe-to-toe with the champs twice. Twice. I said going into this game, if we don't win this game, don't get embarrassed in this game. Make it a shootout. Make it a contest. And that's what we did. Big time presence of Cleveland Furl was missed in this game. Yeah, man. We couldn't hold the edge all game, Shay.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I know that a lot of people are still down on Klee, bro, but listen, Klee is exactly what we wanted him to be. What this coaching staff wanted him to be was a guy that shuts down the edge. He sets the edge on his side of the line, and he's not going to get gigantic numbers, but he is a leader, and he makes things happen, bro. And we felt the fact that he wasn't there. We felt it today, bro. Him not being there, they were outside every damn time they run the ball, bro. Yep. Every time they went to run outside, it was open, and they got through. They had big plays, man. Yeah. Please start giving Klee some respect. Listen, everyone's high on Max, and then people talk about Klee, and they're right next to each other in terms of defensive end rankings. They're like 15 and 16.
Exactly.
You know, so that just tells you how Klee impacts the game, where Max impacts it by disrupting the backfield and getting to the quarterback. Klee is disruptive in whole other ways, man. He's beating up the line. He's holding up the edge against multiple blockers. Like, that's what he's paid to do.
That strength that he has.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's some man football right there, bro. That's old school football right there.
Definitely showed why, hey, man, we got him.
We got to catch up to these donors right here.
I'm about to retire off this super chat. shout out to Mary J. Hey.
Salud. Hey.
Hey, shout out 1999 donation in the super chat. Also to you, Vero and Cali.
Shout out, Vero.
1999 in the super chat. Vero says, missed y'all for reals. Hey, missed you guys too.
Yeah.
I was just itchy, man. I was so uncomfortable. Probably could have done the show, but just so uncomfortable. Yo, man.
But the it second been comment, one of bro. You don't skip the second. At least you were swole for a bit. Hey. Yeah.
My cheeks were swole. Yeah. I mean, my cheeks were swole. You guys are missing the point.
He had that gluteal game going. Nope, no more gluteal minimus.
It was Maximus. Man.
I was looking like a Far Side comic and shit. Shout out to Pete. He says he cannot contribute to the live chat tonight, so here's this $5 donation. We appreciate that. And Sal Salazar, $24.99 donation. Sal also donated via PayPal over the weekend. Actually, last week, he was looking forward to the show. Sorry about that, Sal, but we're back today.
Shout out, brother.
He does say one-on-one versus the Queefs. We'll see them in the playoffs. Raiders go 2-1 versus the Queefs and Zebras this year.
I like that. And he made sure to throw in the Zebras. And the Zebras, right? Because that's what we got to do. We got to play against both of them.
I like this one. Quinn, 1999. This was a huge statement. The rivalry is back.
That's right. Facts.
Hit him with that flamethrower, dude.
You! And it's not even that much of a hot take. Let's just say that. That's not really a hot take, but that's hot. A flamethrower. It's just hot. To say that, you got to say that.
Yeah. You deserve that, man. Thank you, Quinn. Appreciate that. We need to get a graphic for these shout outs, too. We'll work on that. I'll work on that. Let's look at some of these stats. All right. Carr in the first half, 13 of 16, 183 yards, one touchdown, 135 QB rating, finishes the game 23 of 31. To not his fault, right? We saw six drop passes in this game, something like that.
Right, Five drop passes. No, listen. Carr
they weren't behind either. They were in the money.
Carr was money today. Carr was money. He by all means he outplayed Mahomes today, again. right, for the second game against them this season, because I believe he outplayed them in KC as well. So Carr was not the issue, man. And I don't even – listen, we had drops, and we had a couple series that, you know, didn't go the way we wanted. Mm-hmm. But the offense was not the issue today, nah. Bro. The offense was not the issue. The offense gave us an opportunity to win this game. You gave the ball back to KC with a minute 40, minute 50 left. The defense needs to show up.
Yeah.
Okay? This is not on the offense. This is not on drop passes, because we had an opportunity to win this game, and we couldn't. We just didn't shut down the game.
I got Kane right now asking what time. We can bring him in, because I think it's time to talk about
MVP
and, you know, garbage can player.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not even going to cut to music. We're just going to go right to him on the phone here. Let's get him on the line, y'all.
Wait, who's this? Who is this puto in the chat right now? Big Trox. Come on, man.
Hey, let's
get out of here, bro.
You're out, bro.
Get out of here, bro.
Hello.
Yo, Kane, you're on the air right now.
Dog. Hello.
Welcome to the Pillaging Podcast.
Hello.
Yo, Kane.
My bad. Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, we're live right now, dog. How you doing, brother? Where you at, man? Sound like you're outside or something.
I'm on the road.
Oh, shit.
I'm driving home.
You're on the move right now. Hey, let's get right to it, man. We talked about it a little bit. We just got started. It was a great game. It was a statement game. We went toe-to-toe with the champs, came up short, gave America the best Sunday night football game they've had all season. This was not on Derek Carr. We saw the defense. We saw Paul Gunther have him out there in a goddamn zone defense in the red zone with like 30 seconds left to go. But we want to hear from you. Give us your takeaways, your MVP, your trash can player. You know the drill.
First of all, it was a good game. I agree with you with that. And, you know, we came up a little short. The defense still got some work to do, obviously. And, you know, but, you know, hats off to the offense for hanging in there and going toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes and the number one offense in the NFL. And so, you know, tonight I want to say my MVP of the game is Derek Carr. Derek Carr, you know, he showed up again tonight, and hadn't it been for mm-hmm. the defense, we would have won again.
That's
and
right.
It would have yep. been on him this time, mm-hmm. More so than the running game. I think the passing game played a big part in this. I think he came up short. It was a few drops that I'm sure yep. these players would like to have back. Aguilar and the fullback Engel, mm-hmm. would, you know, dropped a couple passes. I'm sure they would like to have back.
Yep.
But
yep.
Derek Carr played a solid game.
He did.
And he hung in there and went toe-to-toe. That's my MVP.
You know what? If it wasn't for Derek Carr, this is a blowout. We had 89 yards on the ground, only 26 carries for the night. Derek Carr had us in this game all night long.
Yep.
And you saw that head moving left to right, checking down, looking deep, moving, shuffling. I mean, just doing everything he had to do. Derek Carr played an outstanding game today. The first game of his career. First loss to KC, where we cannot blame Carr
right.
one iota.
He was having fun out there.
Hey, look.
I walk away with my head held high from that game. Yep. We lost, but we won. We lost, but, there's no such thing as a mental victory or a moral victory, but tonight I think you can
yeah.
you can chalk this up to one of those type of games.
Yeah.
We felt like we was the better team on the field tonight. We just came up short. We get a couple of those drops back and a couple of things go a different way and we win that game. So,
I think that's all. Tell me if you think I'm right. I think the narrative in the media remains positive for the Raiders. I think even though they lose this game, They win one in KC. They you know, KC coming off the bye week, haven't seen Las Vegas once yeah. already this year. I don't think KC thought it was going to be this difficult tonight.
Right.
And I think the narrative in the media is going to be that the Raiders are no pushover. This team that we've been watching for the last 4 or 5 weeks is the real deal. And these guys are no pushover. They're going to come to play. They compete. They hung with the world champs like nobody else in this league can, right? KC's been rolling this year. And
9-1 now? They're 9-1 now, right?
Yeah.
And that one loss came to us. They almost had two against us.
Mahomes has been picked off twice
by the Raiders.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
And we almost served them off their second loss by the Raiders.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, they listen, man. They know we there. I guarantee you they know we there. You know, so that to me, I can take that away from this game tonight. They know we there. The NFL know we there. Everybody know we there. We just played them just as good, if not as better, as any other team in the league. We're the only team in the league so far to beat. And
We'll see them in the AFC Championship. If
the breakdown, we're to beat them again. And we'll see them again.
Yeah.
We'll see them again.
I like that take, Ken.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that take, Kenny. He said, we'll see him again in the AFC Championship game. I like that shit.
That's a hot take.
Hey, let me
hit him with that.
The flamethrower, bro. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, trash can player, man. Needs to be said. Before we go there, I know it's going to be on defense, and I just want to state this again. Klee was missed in this game. His ability to lock down the edge. KC ran the ball for about 100 yards. It felt like about 150. They were just getting everything they wanted on the ground until later in the second half we started to shut that down. But if Klee's there to set the edge, those quick passes don't get off. There's hands in the air. The run game doesn't get off like it did in the first quarter. I think this is a different game with Klee in there. That being said, who are you putting in this garbage can this week?
Oh, man. I got a few players I want to say. You know, can I just put this on the defense as a whole? Like, get a couple – you got to send a couple of stops, but at the crucial part of the game, when we needed a stop, you let them just run downfield, go downfield and score as a whole on the defense. It was plays made. Mahomes was running all over the field, buying time, making plays, and at the last minute, we didn't chop crunch down, and we didn't hold him. So I'm not going to just pick on one player. I'm going to say the defense as a whole needs to get that stop, needs to win that game for us.
Yeah.
So that's my trash can player of the week. The whole 11 man defense.
Yeah, I mean, how
Abram included. Abram hasn't made no plays in the passing game. He's a big hitter, and he's made that one play against Kansas City the last time we played him.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't seen him make too many big pass breakups or get a conscious interception like a Heath does or a ball hawk. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm seeing a guy that likes to lay the wood, but not so much hawk the ball. And we need a little bit of both of that from him. And at crucial times like this, stop looking for the big hit. You know what I mean? Just stop him from scoring.
Yeah.
So.
Facts.
It's the defense as a whole, man.
So moving on from this game, I mean, feeling pretty confident. Like you said, walking away with your head held high, going into Atlanta and then facing the Jets. There was the back-to-back road games now. Two winnable games. Yeah, it's going to be cold in New York. We talked about that last time we were on the air, but you know, the Falcons going to get shit going today. They scored 9 points against the Saints. I mean, they're going to be licking their chops. But at the same time, they're going to be scared, bro. They know it. This Vegas team, this Raiders team is not a fluke anymore.
No.
It's bona fide.
No, this is a legit team, bro.
You now know you're facing a legitimate contender. It's not which Raiders team is going to show up. You know which Raiders team is coming to town.
They're facing a legitimate quarterback that no longer is content with just throwing the ball on the ground and just saying fuck it.
Yeah.
And listen, we're seeing the car that we've been waiting for, bro. This is the car that we all wanted to see, that we all, you know, by all intentions, like we all hoped Carr would become this again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the offensive line that is in front of him
mm-hmm.
plays a major part in his success, and I just want to tip my cap to those guys because this is, despite all the injuries and all the fluctuating spots and guys rotating from guard to tackle to whatever they got to do, from right tackle to left tackle back to right tackle, mm-hmm. Brandon Parker, I see you. Look, this offensive line, despite the fact that we don't have our original starters in the game, is holding up as one of the best lines in the league with fucking backups, dog. Okay?
Yep.
So that's scary to the league. That shit's scary, is that you don't even have your starting left guard and you don't have your starting right tackle and you're still dominating up front. You're still dominating up front.
Zero sacks, one QB hit allowed today.
And that's the thing, too, that I've been preaching, man, is that that's cool that we got our starters, but you got to have that depth.
Yep.
And right here, it goes to show you, dude, like, this sucks. You know, a bunch of fucked up situations have been going on, but mm-hmm. you know what? We'll plug in right here our backups that mm-hmm. should be acting like starters.
Absolutely.
And they've been handling it, man.
Kane, yeah, did you see Hudson mashing today? I mean, Hudson mashing.
Oh, man, you know what I like? You know, the more I like to see about Hudson than the mashing, I like to see his big ass pulling around the end and wiping out the blocker right in front. Yep. Just clean, taking him out.
Yeah.
And I've seen that like 3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that. I like seeing that. Them two big, two, you know, and then Good was out there at the guards position playing well, too. So you're right. The offensive line gets a lot of credit. Tom Cable gets a lot of credit.
Huge.
You know,
Tom Cable
on the roll. What we gonna do about the defense, man? What we gonna do? We gotta score 40 points every week. Because basically the clock beat us this week. I mean,
KC held
the ball for like 7 or 8 minutes in the third quarter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then we had it for the last 6.5 minutes of the third quarter. So basically, one possession each team. In the fourth quarter, it went basically the same way. I think we had it twice. They had it twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually they had it three times because they had it last.
Listen, so, KC had scoring drives of 85 yards, 73 yards, 90 yards, 93 yards. I mean, they were just up and down the field at will tonight. 91 yards, 7-minute possession, 8.5-minute possession. And at the end of the game,
what we gonna do about the defense, man? That's ridiculous.
At the end of the game, plays, 75 yards in 1 minute and 15 seconds. What are we gonna do? First of all, this defense needs to mature. That's for one.
Yep.
And second of all, I want to say protective of Paul Gunther, but kind of quiet about him. But that bullshit prevent zone defense that we down the stretch was garbage. You're in red zone territory. You're inside the 10-yard line, and you're going to play a full-blown zone. You got linebackers handing off receivers to safeties that are out of position. Man up. Cheat those safeties down. Get in their face.
Yeah.
You can't finesse this team. No. You have to smash them in the mouth.
Yeah, you got to be physical with them, bro. Like, in this prevent defense bullshit, like, let me pass on this receiver as he runs by me, and I'm just going to pass him on to the back because someone's back there, right? Someone's going to pick him up. That's some bullshit. You know, our homie, our sister, Gabby, was on Twitter talking about, how do you let Travis Kelce run by his fucking self? Because you're playing bullshit prevent defense, and everybody's like, okay, this is my zone, so I'm just going to let this motherfucker go out of my zone. And that's nonsense, dog. You need to lock up these motherfuckers, bro.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you need to lock up these motherfuckers. Kenny was like, we got to play a man zone coverage, something. You have to have safeties over the top, and you have to have guys on man. You
got to
be on,
and you got to have linebackers that can cover, bro.
Absolutely.
That's the problem. I think the reason we are playing because it's safe for it's hiding the shit on our defense, the shit areas, which for the most part is a lot of it. But I'm just saying, you know, that zone is hiding that, because if you get some of these guys in the man coverage, like, even like the guy on the game announcer said. If you get some of these guys in the man coverage, they're going to get cooked.
But
they can't cover. They don't have the cover skills. This is, in my opinion, and after watching this team play 10 games, you basically have two really good cover corners and Arnett and Mullen, but you have no pressure, so they have to cover so long that they can't keep the coverage held up for too long.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to. Your defensive line is supposed to give you better pressure than that.
That's
and
facts.
Then your safeties, one of them shouldn't even be starting, and the other one is always trying to make the big hit, the big play, the wild hit, the wild play. He's not working on his ball skills. He's not trying to get better at getting some interceptions, making this. You know, if you want to be a hitter, be a hitter, but you also want to be a Charles Woodson back there. Look at Jeff Heath. Yep. He came out there. He played a couple games and got two or three interceptions.
Yep.
It ain't all about the big hit all the time.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So there's a lot of things on defense we got to work on, but we didn't play 10 games. You ain't going to fix that shit right now. So that's why my question is, like, what we going to do? We're going to have to – I don't know.
And let me say a couple things, too.
I have no clue.
Let me say a couple things, too. Damon Arnett – we liked him in the beginning of the season. He's had a rough re-entry on this team.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I think he's still recovering. I think he's still recovering, and
he's
I think
still bandaged
being
up,
being on the bench probably shook up a little things. You know, you get rusty, dog. You get rusty. You got to get back in, back into game shape, okay? Because it's not the same. And just being in there on a daily basis, getting tested by these professional receivers, and not, you know, not just at practices. That's,
I mean,
it's different, bro.
They picked on him early on in this game. First half of this game, Arnett was not looking well at all. And then secondly, what I wanted to say, and I didn't think I was going to say this at all this season, another guy that was missed tonight was LaMarcus Joyner. Maybe that's a hot take. Hey. I don't know, but I feel like LaMarcus Joyner was missed out there. The last three games, he's been involved in some plays, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
He's been flying around. And
they picked on Amik. They picked on Amik, the fact that he was out there.
Oh, man, please leave him on the bench. Please leave him on the bench. He's got a lot of work. He got a lot of work, man.
But what do you do if Joyner is down? He's next man up, bro. He's next man up, and he's
more depth. More
he's gonna
depth
take his lumps.
More Eric Harris.
Yeah, he's gonna take his lumps though at the slot. You know, in that position.
Isaiah Johnson, bro. He had another tip tonight.
Yeah,
I like Isaiah Johnson.
And I like his effort, man.
Yeah,
you got options.
Yeah,
you got options, man.
It's true.
But we got to, you know, the defense is going to be our hindrance. Our defense cannot even close out a game with 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you Joe Montana with Jerry Rice and you know, that cast of fellas over that way. You got 1 minute and 35 seconds. They got to drive 70 fucking yards downfield. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep everybody in front of you. It's not that hard.
And we're not asking for much. If this Raiders team holds an opponent to 21 points, it's game over.
Right.
That ain't even asking a lot, bro.
No. But this is what I was going to say, man, in terms of what Kane was saying, you know, the reason why we have to go into this prevent defense. I get it. Yes, we have guys that can be exposed, but we multiple times got this KC team into third downs, fourth downs in this game, okay? Playing tough, playing fucking head up, and not falling back into this, like, oh, let's just not let them get a big play.
Yeah.
So stick with what works, bro, okay? You're not the best defense, but you're at least making some plays and you're being competitive. So stick with that. I'd rather see that. If you get burnt because you finally got beat, Mahomes didn't have any fucking passes over 20 yards completed, right? Like, going into the fourth quarter, he was like 0 for 4. I think they put up a comparison between him and Carr. Carr was 2 for 3 for 43 yards and a touchdown for passes over 20 yards, and Patrick Mahomes was 0 for 4. Wow. So if that defense was producing that, then stick with it. Mm-hmm. Right? Instead of giving up a wide open fucking middle of the field and giving up 11, 14 yards, 15 yards every single fucking pass, every single time that he stepped back and fucking threw the ball.
Bro, this defense gave up 36 first downs.
Come on, man.
10 rushing first downs.
Yeah, man.
Hey, when it comes to Arnett looked like a Chihuahua guarding a Rottweiler when he was out there on Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's so much of a mismatch. How could you expect this young rookie who been out most of the season to come in and guard the best tight end in the NFL and be effective? When you have no answer, that's what you do. You put one of your best cover corners.
Yeah.
That's why I said you got two really good cover corners on this guy to hope he can slow him down.
But listen,
I said, it's a Chihuahua guarding a Rottweiler.
Absolutely. But this is the problem that the KC causes for every fucking defense, okay? Like, you got a Travis Kelce who's a big fucking guy who can move, who's got good route running ability and can catch the fuck out of the ball. He causes that problem for every fucking defense he faces. You know, our defense isn't that great, and it's going to happen to our fucking guys too. Right. But the thing is like, what I'm trying to say is, if you're doing something that at least keeps you competitive, stick with that shit. Like, you know, stick to man to man coverage. That's what you're going to get your best result from. Mm-hmm. Do that, because they were averaging less than what he ended up. He ended up at 7.7 yards per pass.
Yeah.
right? They were averaging like, I think it was like six or something per fucking pass or per play up until like the last quarter, bro.
And once again, I said the 10 rushing first downs, I think at least nine of which came off the end. If Cleese's there, that doesn't happen. They shut that down.
Yeah.
You know, they shut that down. Yeah. We start to see a game plan more like the first time we played them this season, you know, where take away the run game and force the short pass, and the offense doesn't move. It stalls out at that point. But when you're moving at a steady clip, picking up first downs, mm-hmm. on first downs, on the ground, I mean, you can't stop the bleeding at that point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Really quick, let me catch up. Shout out to Damage Incorporated for the $4.99 donation. Salut. Appreciate that. Raider Rich, he
Damage
says.
Damage staying up.
Raider Rich says, thanks for the show. Keep rocking them. That Oakland gear. That's right. Che and I are rocking our Oakland Raiders hats right now. And Bobby rocking that fresh pillaging.
Pillaging.
I'm rocking my Oakland Raiders hat right now, too, baby.
No, you are. As Bay Area natives, we will always rep Oakland. But you know what? We appreciate Raiders in the Vegas, in Los Angeles, Oakland. We're Raider fans, man. I mean, it's time. We've embraced it. Sal Salazar says, great take, Che, on the O-line. And Lucas Fuller, thanks again, $4.99 donation.
Salud, y'all.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Sorry to leave you hanging like that. But anyways, moving on to next week, just really quick, Kane, going in against the Falcons, what's your over-under on the Raiders score? I mean, how many points are we going to hang on these dirty birds?
Shit, man, we can hang 34 to 38 points on any defense in this league now at this point. Mm. You know, at this point, if it's not the Chiefs, you got to keep up with us. We, you know, that was a close division game tonight, and it was that close because it was a division game. Had that been any other team, we would have won that game. So, you know, with that said, we can hang any given Sunday, we can hang 38 points on any team except maybe Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take right there on that. So I'm going to say 38 points.
Who are your top three teams in the AFC right now?
Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay. All right. Do you got the Raiders in the top five? I mean, I know we're in seventh place right now, but power ranking wise, AFC.
I got the Raiders in that second tier of playoff teams. Like they dropped out of that tonight too. By the way, they dropped down 6-4 with Baltimore and Miami. So you know, we won the tiebreaker over Baltimore because we beat KC and they lost to KC. So at this point, we one step ahead of them, mm-hmm. and if we beat Miami, we'll be, you know. So look, we can take care of business. We go out, win these games, and we in the playoffs. That's just how it is.
Yep.
You know where are we at in the playoff tier? With our defense being the way it is, we in that bottom half of that second tier, man. With no defense, you know, just like the Ravens in that bottom half of that tier with not too much offense, but a good defense. Their offense is struggling right now, mm-hmm. so.
But you know what, though, Kane? We were this team in 2016, right? We were a team that basically wasn't going to guarantee a shutdown or, you know, we weren't.
But we got takeovers. We was plus 16 in takeovers
and we need that. And that's what I kept saying. You know, we need turnovers. In order to assure that this game is a lock, we need big plays. We need a turnover. We need a fumble, a muff punt. Something has to happen. We got one interception. We got gifted an interception right on the goal line, but we needed at least one more to really turn this game around and make it so that KC couldn't get back into it, man.
Let me ask you this question, Kane, because we talked about our schedule predictions. We revisited those a couple episodes ago, and we spent some time talking about the Colts there. We were all kind of split on that game, but now we've seen a couple weeks. We've seen the Colts put together some good games. I mean, they went toe-to-toe against the Packers today. Rivers exits with a toe injury, comes back. You know, Packers flub that game at the very end. Colts go on to win. Is this Raiders team, where it's at right now, able to beat the Indianapolis Colts later this year? That's going to be a big game. That's going to be a playoff implication game.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I said, we can score against any team in the league right now. I'm not afraid offensively of nobody in this league right now. No team. Defensively, whoo, man, can we beat Indianapolis in a playoff atmosphere type game. We get them at home,
yeah,
but really home field advantage is null and void in all stadiums this year with no fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, the defense is this is. We had the game in the bag tonight. All you had to do was make a three fucking stops. That's it. Three stops, four at the most. You know, if they four stops, that was four down territory. You make four stops, you sweep the Chiefs. You give them their only two losses. You give Patrick Mahomes his only interceptions. You got a lap to leave in their mind. You took a lap around their stadium. Now that lap you took around that stadium, you can laugh and smudge cream in their fucking face. Now you'd be like, nigga, we took a lap around your stadium and you came here and we whooped your ass. That would have said a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It didn't, but I'm saying it would have said a lot. So it was the defense that stopped us from doing that. That's why that didn't happen. Yeah. Defense. Yeah. And it's been like that all year.
Yep.
So if the defense can't hang on, if the defense can't win some of these games for us, or if we get in a position where we can't close out a game with the last 2-3 minutes by running out the clock and we got to put the defense back on the field, can they get a stop to win? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the good news is the Chiefs are behind us. We won't see them unless we see them in the postseason. And I think the rest of the schedule, all winnable games, will the Raiders win out? I think unlikely, but very much winnable games down the stretch here. So I like where this team's headed. I didn't think they were playoff ready this year, but it might sneak in. But you got teams like the Colts, you got the Ravens, you got the Browns, all hanging around in that wild card race right now. And, you know, we only get to face one of them. So it's going to be interesting down the stretch. It's going to be real tight, not like we wanted it to be, but it's going to be real tight. But I do say that at this moment, the Raiders still control their own destiny, you know?
Hey.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
You know, six games left. If you can win four
of them. Easiest schedule of the whole NFL,
yep,
left on the schedule.
Yep.
We got the easiest games left. All we got to do is go out and win those games. The point the question is once we get to the playoffs, how are we going to play? Are we one and done? Are we a one and done team? That's the right question we should be really asking ourselves, because defense wins championship, offense sells tickets. And right now,
yeah,
this defense ain't winning no championships.
Well, you gotta go a few rounds to get to the championship game anyways, man. So yeah. I gave us a shot to stand up with these teams in the AFC, bro. Yeah. We could put points up. You got a chance, bro.
Mr. Wasabi.
Can you stop Derrick Henry?
Well, you know what? That's a good point. But, you know.
Can you stop Lamar Jackson? Can you beat Josh Allen?
I mean, honestly, I think we can stop Lamar Jackson, bro, because they ain't, you said it earlier, they ain't playing very good on offense, bro. I don't know what Baltimore did, but that offense is all fucked up. They went away from what the running back that was working for them last season,
mm-hmm,
and they went to this multiple back, and it's all confused, bro. I don't know what they're doing right now.
The only thing I've said is that if we gonna get, I love what Kane said about Abram, about trying to be a ball hawk. You want to get your C wood on. That's cool that you can, yep, lay the wood, but try to get that ball hawk.
Yeah.
This is my thing. If you are going to get those fouls where you over here, you know, roughing everybody and this and that, make it count.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one thing I was looking forward to today. I was looking forward to seeing Abram just completely lay out Kelsey. They throw out the flag. They'd be like, oh no, excessive, you know, hating, yeah, blah, 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 mm-hmm, whatever. But he was down there and he remembered that.
Yeah.
And he would have got shook by,
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing, dude. You want to bring it back to the old schoolness? It's fine getting one every now and again. Yeah. That's my thing. It's cool.
Now, I don't like what if scenarios, but Mr. Wasabi, I want to ask you this question. If Raider Nation is in that stadium tonight, do we win this football game?
Oh, of course. I definitely see that, because the amount of noise that would have been going on there to begin with, it would have completely drowned everything out, dude. The one thing I was thinking of was, I was remembering that Thursday night game,
mm-hmm,
where it just came down to like the final, like not even seconds. It was like the clock was done at that point. It was just the final fucking play. And that's what was going through my mind. I was like, had Raider Nation been there, mm-hmm, it would have been a completely different situation, because yeah, that feeling would have been there. That pressure would have been there, dude.
And listen, the same could be said if KC's whole fan base was in the stadium as well, right? I think Kenny is the best to be able to tell us about that, because he was actually there in person in KC, and he knows that they're ruckus. They cause a ruckus, man. They get loud in there.
Yeah.
They cause problems for opposing teams. But so do we. So do we. Yeah. So when you come, you won't,
in Oakland, we don't know what we do in Vegas, but yeah.
That's true. That's true. But you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what, Kane? You put a team that's winning. Winning solves a lot of issues. It gets people out of their fucking, out of their couches and takes them to the stadium.
But it was just something about Oakland that was just thuggish. The Coliseum dirty. The locker room's all fucked up. The field got shut on it. The fans is mean as a motherfucker.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's just grimy as a motherfucker. It's just scary. It's like going into a haunted house.
Hey, bro, you're not getting no
Death Star
not,
right there.
You're not getting, you know, no argument from me, dog.
That motherfucker stink like a goddamn sewer on.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So you, that's intimidating, bro.
No, I know.
You got the fans cussing you out, throwing shit at you, talking shit to you. You painted faces. You know what I'm saying?
Like Too Short saying.
You ain't gonna get that in Vegas.
Like Too Short saying, wall to wall, dirty orange carpet, sitting in the bucket, hoping you could start it.
Hey,
Oakland Stadium was a trap house, bro.
Hell yeah. No doubt, Kane. Come on now. Who are you talking to here, bro? I know all the stuff that you just.
I know y'all know. That's
I know you just said.
I had to throw that out.
No,
there. I missed the house, man.
I know. No, of course. We all do, bro.
Would they win at the house? If it was in Oakland, hell yeah. And we was in that position, hell, absolutely, motherfucking yeah. We would have came absolutely out and they would have been scared in the motherfucker tonight. Yeah. It was a night game, too? Yeah. Oh, man.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
I'd be driving home drunk right now.
Absolutely.
And we would have been weird one. Yeah.
What's the capacity there in Vegas? Like 65,000?
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident you're going to get like 40,000 Los Angeles Raider fans in that building. It's going to be loud as fuck.
Hey. Listen, if LA Raider fans can take over SD on a regular basis and LA on a regular basis, I have no problem seeing them come. I used to see them travel up over the hill as they were coming into SD to take over Qualcomm. I could see them making that extra drive over to Vegas and doing the same. So, yeah, man, it's not obviously it's not going to be the same, bro. It's not Oakland.
Yeah.
You can't recreate something special like that. Oakland is Oakland, and the fan base there and the loyalty and the amount of people that were just there, that was life, right? Being in the stadium, being in the D lot, the A lot, that was life, right? It was a given. We're going to be there. We're going to show out. It doesn't matter what team we put on the field. We're going to fucking cheer our faces off, and we might just help this team fucking get this victory. And when we were in the games, the teams knew we were in the games, bro. Yeah, we were shouting our fucking faces off. They couldn't hear nothing. They didn't know what play was coming on. How many times did you see Phillip Rivers cry to the sideline?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? This is a disclaimer. I mean no disrespect to no fans that bought season tickets for Allegiant Stadium. That's a dope-ass stadium, and I can't wait to go myself. I'm jealous that I didn't buy tickets. So no disrespect to no Vegas fans. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to no Los Angeles fans. No disrespect to the season ticket holders in Allegiant Stadium. I just had a memory from the Oakland games,
hey,
you know, 25 years of doing that shit. So no disrespect to none of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing fans in Vegas, and hopefully we can carry that same tradition over into Vegas from Oakland. That would be great. So with that being said, I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I offended anybody. It's good. I didn't mean to. Pillaging.
Shout out to Jay Cali Raider. He says,
hey,
we didn't have a spy on Mahomes like the first game. You know what, Jay Cali? It's a good point.
It's true.
But we really didn't need one. Mahomes did not hurt us with his feet. I think once he got loose on us, I would have liked to just see more pressure. I mean, more blitzes. We saw a little bit in the second half. I kind of felt like Gunther had been holding back his blitz packages for the Chiefs. We saw some of that in the first game. The aggression just was not there on defense. It was not in the defensive play calling. The defense play calling was just too safe all game long. It was like they were playing.
But Mahomes didn't get too loose, though. He didn't get loose.
Nope. No.
One thing I got to say is defense, the offensive players, they do watch out for Abram. But it's not always about the big hit, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do notice that the players, he puts a little fear in people, but you got to do more than lay a hit, bruh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that you know, and that's probably why Mahomes wasn't running around. They probably told him, don't get too free because that number 24 going to come looking for you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. He probably, yeah, so, I'm you know, I'm sure that was, he's talked about in many offensive meetings.
Yeah.
So, with you know, still, you get your ball hawk skills and you'll be, shit, what's homeboy that used to play? Ed Reed. You'll be the next Ed Reed, bro. So.
Hey.
Kane, thanks for joining us tonight, man. Hopefully, we're talking to you after a big victory next week. Get some rest, bro. Monday's right around the corner, dog.
No, man.
Shit, I'm off tomorrow, man. I'm on vacation. I took Friday and Monday off, man. Go in the house and drink me a couple beers, man.
That's a smart play right there.
Have me a moral victory, some moral victory celebration. You know what I mean?
There it is. I like that. Yeah. I like that energy. All right, well, be safe, man, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, man.
Peace out, bro.
Take care, man.
Well, I think,
peace.
And I think right there is a good time to take a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hit the head. And we'll see you guys on the other side.
Yep.
We out you.
Peace.
Just want to say shout out to all the Chiefs fans in the chat for putting money in our pockets right now. We appreciate the views. Make sure you hit that like button on the way out.
Yay! Hey. Thanks, man. Thanks for being here, giving us extra views.
Yes. Yeah, we like
that. We appreciate it.
We love that.
Don't lie, dude. You know you're really a Raider fan. It's all right.
Beto in the chat says Purple Walrus. Goddamn right, Mamba Georgia too. Straight up, right back at you. Second half of the show, we're gonna go caller heavy. We only got like three calls in the chamber right now, voicemail. So I know usually we only open the phone lines after a win, but you know, this was a good game. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts about it. I think we learned a lot about both teams tonight. And you know, if you want to call in, you want to talk about the game, you want to talk about the rest of the season moving forward, go for it. If not, the second half of the show will be a little bit shorter. So it's really on you guys. We're going to do that. Do you guys have another beer to review?
Yeah, you already know it, bro. You already know it.
Let's go.
Your boy Bobby already dug into it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give him that extra crack. Bobby, you tasted this? Give him a little review while I pour.
The mosaic hops definitely are right at the beginning of that drink right there. Even though the drink is very clear, unlike your hazies, that mosaic is definitely present right.
Let me see that can. That's a dope can.
So this is coming in from Bike Dog Brewing Co. Okay, and this is their mosaic pale ale. Comes in at 5.5, so it's light. It's not you know, heavy on the ABV. It's something that's drinkable, something you can have more than one. Of course, these are 16-ounce cans, so, you know, take it easy. Take it easy, dog, okay? Because it'll get you. It's a West Coast IPA. Let me see. I'm going to give it a little taste. See what it tastes like.
Taste of the glory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hops are definitely there in this one. More hoppy. It's got those mosaic. Those mosaic, they got an interesting flavor, man. I don't know how to describe them. I don't know how to describe them. It's like a little bit of sweetness. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. But listen, man, Bike Dog, I think the second or third Bike Dog Brewing Co. Beer that I've reviewed, and everyone that I've had has been pretty good. This is very nice, bro. This is a 5.5, so you could, like I said, we throw these in the cooler. They might replace a Modelo or two. You know what I mean? Hey. You're always gonna have some soldiers, but sometimes you want to have a you know, nice craft, nice beer as your as your soldier. You know?
Hey, speaking of soldiers, I just made Raider Nug a moderator. Already doing
work. Oh, already doing work. Already doing some work, Raider Nug.
Swinging that hammer.
Cutting heads up, bro. Hey, you know what? That might be in the board right there.
Look at him delete motherfuckers left and right.
Bro. Swing that hammer.
Get him. Get him, Doug.
Don't get on Vinny's bad side, bro. He will cut you.
Yeah, I like
Leave
it,
Leave you
man.
On the field.
I like it. I like it.
And before you say that our moderating style is unfair and it's unjust, not. Well, welcome to Raider Nation, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You don't belong here.
If you're not part of it, then guess what? Things ain't going to work out for you here,
but
bro.
But thanks.
Now, we've had opposition in the chat before that have come, and, you know, they've been sensible. It's been cool. Sometimes it's cool to chop it up with the other side, but if you come in here acting like an idiot, bro,
hey.
Done with you, bro.
Hey. Yeah.
Let's go to this first call. This comes from the 559. This is Sal, our man Sal Salazar.
Hey.
Chill.
Sally Salazar!
Kenny, Jay, Bobby, Kane, what's happening? This is Sal Salazar. I'm fucking pumped right now. Just opened up my kitchen, getting ready for the day, bumping AC/DC. House got me fucking going right now, baby.
Damn.
I just want to say one thing. Raiders!
Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful.
Woo!
Yeah,
fucking get it, baby. Can't wait to listen tonight. Just beat the fucking queef.
So obviously this is a pregame call. I love this call.
But the energy was amazing.
The interesting part is this came in at 7 o'clock in the morning. So my man Sal Laser,
yeah.
I like that.
It's fired up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Shooting lasers.
This is how you wake up on game day. This is tailgate energy right
That's
here.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right?
He came with that tailgate fever, bro.
Hey.
He was already waiting outside of the gates.
That's that 5 o'clock in the morning outside the stadium, waiting for the gates to open.
You got 12 ounces of Pliny in you. You got 32 ounces of Chilada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Facts. That's how you do it.
You're warm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was outside of his house, just waiting to get inside the house.
Hell
that's
yeah,
what's
bro.
What's up, bro?
That's right, Sal.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of energy you bring.
Sal made that phone call from the Elmwood parking lot. Got bailed out just in time. That's how you do it. That's a great call. In fact, you know what? Let me turn this do not disturb off. Let's go here to the 360.
Hey.
I wish I could say that 7-3 sounds a lot better than 6-4, but God damn it, I'm happy that we put out the effort that we did.
Okay.
Kenny Che Kane, Brother Wasabi, what's up, Pillagers? This is Pete. I try to reverberate the same frustration that most race.
Oh, we got a call in right now. This is Sal. This is our man, Sal.
Hey!
Yo, let's go. Mr. Salazar, you're on the air with the Pillaging Podcast.
Chill.
Yee! What's up, y'all, man? How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. I hear you still got the energy, bro.
Hey, that's a
great
thing.
You know what? I just want to say you guys are awesome, man. I seen your guys' booth like in 2017.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting. All right, all right. And then the very last Raider game in Oakland, I went to your guys' booth and gave you some salsa from my restaurant.
Orale.
And everybody was being all shady and shit, like, oh, I don't want to buy it. I'm like, nah, it's free. You know, and you guys were cool as fuck from the get-go. Y'all took it. And I was, like, starstruck. I saw Kane. I'm like, saw Che all fucking tall. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is tight. Like, fucking feel like I'm meeting a celebrity and shit. Y'all are dope, man, for real.
He's a celebrity, bro.
Celebrity. Hey, I like that.
Hey, but hey,
put that on
hey,
a
you
t-shirt,
called it, Bobby. I walked outside my restaurant, and I was just feeling it this morning. I was like, man, fuck the Chiefs and shit. And my maintenance guy, he's a Chiefs fan, so he talks shit all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So I was just went outside, you know, just felt like I was in section 103 again in the black hole.
Hey.
Let it out.
So
man. I mean,
so you're the one that brought the salsa. Let me tell you, the salsa was fire.
Yeah. Hey.
Bad news.
Thanks,
I only got 3 chips in it, and the shadiness didn't stop there, bro. Because somebody stole that fucking salsa, bro.
Hey, you know what's funny too, man? Is that I was gonna walk back, and you guys were already like kind of like heading out to the gate.
Mm.
And I had a big old fucking bag full of it because I just like 80 pints. But you know what, man? I got season tickets to Vegas, so hey. I'll have to fucking hook you guys up, man. I really want to get a pass and shit, but I'll definitely, like, you know, like, hopefully next year, man, hook you guys up. I got about 8 tickets, and yeah. we'll have to, like, link up and shit. Or just for you guys to have a fucking spot and, you know, do your thing.
Hey, just bring a super soaker full of that salsa. shoot me in the nipples with it, you know what I mean? Like, I liked it.
Man, hey, thank you, man. You know, 80 years. We'll be celebrating 80 years of business next year.
Hey, wow. Man, that's awesome.
You know, blessed. You know,
Clay, awesome, man. Hey, drop that name, bro. Drop that name, yeah, if you don't
hold
mind.
Hold on. Let me guess. Is this the Bobby Salazar restaurant chain?
Or? Nah, you okay. know what? Real talk, that's my Uncle Bobby.
Okay.
I love my uncle. He's dope. But my grandpa Sal started a restaurant in 1942 in a small town called Selma. I'm about like 15, 20 minutes away from Fresno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
there's a prison out there, no?
My grandpa, Corcoran. Well, yeah, Fresno, yeah, they got county.
Okay,
But yeah, my grandpa started in 1942, and my grandpa died when my dad and my uncle were 15, and my dad and uncle took over, and then my uncle went a separate way. But my dad's been holding it down. We celebrated 79 years this year, so we'll be 80 next year, but... Hey. My Uncle Bobby, he's awesome, though. I love Uncle Bobby. He's awesome.
How are you guys doing with the COVID shutdowns? You guys hanging in there?
Yeah, man. We've been blessed. I mean, shit. It was a catch 22, you know, because everybody was getting all this money, you know, being on furlough. But yeah, they were coming to the restaurant spending it, you know. So it was a blessing, but it was pretty tough, man, because, I mean, I don't blame them. You guys work hard. I mean, and sometimes you just want to fucking relax.
Yeah, so I
get it. I really get it. You know, I go on vacation for like 2 weeks in the dunes in Pismo and get all fucking stoned and drink. And,
yeah, and that sounds awesome, like a plan. You
know? Yeah,
that sounds like a great vacation.
Man, I have to link up with Bobby.
Hell yeah, dude. We'll do it right.
About the game, though.
Hey, there's some disc golf courses.
You know what? We were 6-4 last year, and I didn't want to talk about playoffs because I wanted to see more improvement, especially with a young team. But this year, even if we're 1-done, I can't be mad because who would have thought? Like, I mean, like, real Raider fans, we're always optimistic. I mean, we got Dante Culpepper, and I was like, oh, well, fuck yeah, man. As a fucking, like, 12-year-old kid. So, I mean, I'm so optimistic this year.
Yeah.
Arnett, I think he played more than, like, 50 snaps for the first time since he got injured.
Yeah.
So I'm not really tripping off of it, but... It would have just been really sweet, especially the way I fucking woke up this morning. Yeah. But it's all good, you know.
I'm hoping Arnett can pull together and play strong down the stretch because we saw some physicality and aggression out of him the first couple games of the season. So we know that ceiling is high. He just has a rough start getting back into it. But I think we've seen it before from Arnett, and we'll see it again. If he can pull himself up,
definitely.
Him and Mullen. I think this would be a formidable duo right there, and I'm liking what I'm seeing from Isaiah Johnson. So I think that, like I said earlier, this defense just needs to mature. And like you said, even if we're 1-done in the playoffs, hang some experience on these guys because we will be back next year, right?
Yep. So exactly, and that's what, like, Raider Nation, we just need to relax. Like, you know, like, trust me, I know we like to get super optimistic or skeptical and think worst of the worst or best of the best, but at the end of the day, man, I'm 29 years old, and I've only seen like 4 or 5 winning years of my life. And that was 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, and 16. So, yeah, 5 years. So I'm just taking it like day by day. Trust me, I want results because I'm in the restaurant business. It's not what you can do for me now, not later.
Yeah.
But I have to understand that, man, we're like, when I see John Gruden and Mayock, I kind of get that Al Davis, Ron Wolf vibe compared to Reggie McKenzie. and I gave McKenzie a chance because it was always, you know, Al running the show. But yeah, I'm just, you know, Raider Nation, we just got to relax. We're 6-4, and I think we're in a better spot at 6-4 than last year.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty.
Absolutely.
Right now. Sitting pretty.
Absolutely,
right now.
Man.
Sitting real pretty. I'm sitting in my fucking car, you know, real pretty, but the Raiders look even sexy.
Yeah.
But hey, man, I'll let y'all go. I just want to say you guys are kick-ass, man, and first-time caller, fucking pumped, and I have to do the fucking the challenge, man. I know, I think Rue won it last time.
Hey.
Or so I have to. I suck when it comes to 90s. I don't know why. I was born 91. I suck when it comes to the 90s, but I feel like maybe I can. My dad gets pissed off at me. He goes, "You need to know more about the fucking restaurant than the Raiders." And I'm just like, hey, man, I love both, but the Raiders, man, they're like a girl that hey, yeah, I'll give it to you, baby. Come on, man. You know, fuck.
Well,
you guys are kick ass, man.
Check it out, Sal. Do your homework. Call in next week.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you that challenge.
Oh.
I'm going to give you that challenge. All right. And I just found a bunch of.
I called myself out.
I just found a whole box of First Run Pillaging Rum Barrel t-shirts.
Woo!
LA's, bro.
Hey, those are nice. Limited edition.
Limited. Yeah, these are the very first t-shirts we ever ran. So I found a box
of them. Fucking B-Lot fucking t-shirts. Hell yeah, man. We're all right, fucking cricket on my neck.
Kenny actually printed them.
Yeah, no, I
right
did.
Right there.
Yeah, I did help screen print these. They are clean. I don't know what size you are. I don't know what size we have, but come on next week. And if you do well, I'm going to get you a t-shirt.
Yeah, if my ass does well, yeah.
Okay, if you do well, all right, no stalling.
Bobby, give him with this shirt.
Bobby got the shirt right now, so.
Shout out,
DC4. I have to go on the live feed when I'm done back with this. I didn't know if I was going to be on live feed, if I was going to fuck it up like those. Like some people be like, hey, turn off the fucking microphone and listen up.
Hey, you know what? You just have to tap into your inner Rue, bro.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's
hey,
it.
Yeah, for reals, man. Rue's fucking hard, bro. Him, Pete. You know, I look on the chat. I don't know what the fuck's going on today. All these Chiefs fans, man. We be living in their head rent free.
Yeah. You know, yep.
Yeah, those are facts.
Yeah, I called my dumb ass out, so I better call next week for sure.
Hey, it's all good, man. Sal, you jumped in the pool. It's easy now. You're the first one on the dance floor.
That's it, bro. The water's warm, bro.
The water is fine, bro.
just pee in it, and the water's warm.
Yeah.
Hey,
but. Hell yeah, man, so the sharks come up.
But real quick, Sal, what's the name of the restaurant, bro? Because, you know, I do got family in Fresno, bro, so I might be out there.
Oh, sometime. Nice, man. We're called Sal's Mexican Restaurant. Yeah. We got three locations, and one in Fresno, one in Madera, up north from Fresno.
Yeah,
and in Salma. Salma's our original location. That's where I work at and I cook at.
That's what's
and,
up.
That location will be 80 years next year.
Oh, that, wow.
That's the one you got to go to, bro.
You got to go to the OG. You got to go if you can make the trek. You got to go.
Man, man, don't even trip, dude. I'll be fucked. You guys will walk out fucking wearing an extra size, man.
All right.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to cut you off. My bad, Kenny. If you guys send me, I can give you my email. However, I got to connect it. I ship out a lot of salsa from like I've shipped out salsa to North Carolina, New York, kind of places. I'll pay the youth whatever the fuck it is and all that. I'm sorry to cut some of that. I'll pay all like the shipping and all that just because, you know, I just want y'all to eat good. I don't care for no, like, you know, I get it. Word of mouth, the best business and
that's what's up,
and all
bro.
That, but. We're Raider Nation, man. We're family. Like since I've been a kid, my dad's been a season ticket holder, and we've been going out to Raider games, and we just take tons of salsa and just pass them out to anybody we see.
That's what's up.
Like
man.
Here, no, I don't want it. Like no, it's fine. Take
that's
it.
That's love.
Because it's just awesome when you kick back, sit down, you're waiting, and someone taps into it, and it's like, yeah, it's like crack, man. You just can't stop.
Hey, the first one's free, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, we joke around and say we drop an 8-ball on it all the time. We drop an 8-ball on it when no one's looking.
Hey, check it out. Send us some salsa. We're going to help you ship some of that salsa. We'll push it for you on the show.
Hey.
We already know it's fire.
I appreciate it.
Hit us up on the email. Thanks. It's pillagingjust4fun. pillagingjust4fun@gmail.com. So hit us up. We'll connect offline and we'll get you teed up for next week, man, on that 2-minute drill.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, brother. Thank you, Pillaging Podcast. You guys are the best fucking podcast, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, dog.
During this pandemic, even the crow's nest, man, pipping out Bobby's spice store. that old ass episode got me through the fucking pandemic where like my staff, like they kind of know some English. And they'll be laughing at the shit you guys say. Even like, some of them like the Cowboys and all that, and they just be busting up. So you guys really got us like laughing and shit through some hard times. So I appreciate it.
Word,
hey,
man.
Right on, man. Glad we could do that, Doug.
We appreciate everything you've done for us, man. We work for you guys. Remember that. So take care, Sal. Enjoy Monday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next Sunday, bro.
Orale.
Same, brother. I'll see you guys next Sunday. Take care.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.
Cheers.
That was a great call, man. Hey, awesome. Great call. Hey, for the first time caller, no nerves.
Nah.
Felt like he was home.
Yeah.
And that's how we want our fans to feel. You know, our listeners, we want you to feel at home here. This is your home.
Straight out, dude. Your home. Hey, bro. Personally speaking, I know the first time I called in, I threw up a couple times before I called in. And Sal, dude, you sounded professional, bro. Hey. You sounded like you took care of your throw-ups before. Yeah, like a
professional. And I'm glad they're shipping that salsa out to New York because they need it, bro.
Oh, bro, New York has Mexican food issues, bro. Okay? I was out there for my boy's birthday. This was fucking what? This might have been 2016, right around there. Might have been right around there. 2016, I think. No, a little bit. It was before that. It was before that. I want to take that back. Somewhere in the 2010s, early 2010s, okay? But my boy, obviously, we lived in SD together. He was my roommate, right? We used to... Of course. Well, Mexican spots are fucking in abundance in San Diego, dog. Okay?
Right there, dog.
Yeah, we go to tacos. We go to Puerto Nuevo for lobster, bro. We were eating good, okay? There's a lot of Mexican spots in SD.
Living
so,
like kings.
Living in New York, he was like, this ain't right. So when I went out to visit him, he was like, I'm going to take you to the one Mexican spot that I know. It's out here in Brooklyn. And I just want you to just tell me what's wrong. I just want you to tell me what's wrong. Yo, no joke. We walked into the spot. I don't even remember the name, so I'm not going to put them on blast.
Were they putting tacos on Wonder Bread, Che?
No.
was beef one of the options?
Bro, we walked in. They literally looked at me scared.
Caller, you're on the Pillaging Podcast live. What's good, man?
We're going to get back to that.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, man? This is Jay, all the way from Savannah, Georgia, man. Real live Raiders, hey. Man. What's up, y'all?
Hey, shout out, Jay. Shout out, man.
Shout out, Georgia. Shout out, Jay,
shout
man.
Shout out, Georgia,
what's,
bro.
What's good out there, man? We're coming to town next week, no?
Yeah, man. You already know. I'm actually in the military, man. I'm stationed out here in Virginia right now, but I'm from Savannah.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Right on, dude.
What's good, man? What's on your mind?
Man... I feel like we played a great game, man. I've been a Raider fan. I'm 32 years old. I've been a Raider fan at least 22 years. And this the happiest I've been watching a live game. Even with an L, man, I was so excited to watch them boys play hard and to the end, man. Them boys played their heart out, and I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming, man. And for us to be on that mainstream, everybody watching, I think we showed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Showed a lot.
I mean, imagine if the Raiders came out flat tonight on national television and everything that we've been watching for the last few weeks. It would have been a nightmare. We don't get the W.
They would have trashed it.
Yeah, they would have trashed them. But we walk away from this, and you know, I think the media looks at it, and they says, you know, this Raiders team came to play. They did not get embarrassed. They have issues on defense. They can't tackle. But this offense can put up points, and they're going to be in every shootout for the rest of the season. And hey, last year, that would have sounded like a pipe dream.
Yep, that's facts.
Yeah, I agree. One thing I want to say about the game, though, I know we had our drops or whatnot and people harping on that, but and also Abrams, man, his aggression is his downfall.
Yeah.
He got to be smarter.
Yeah.
He got to use his head. I mean, you can't, the skills that he has as far as being aggressive, you can't teach that. That's already in him.
Yeah.
But you can teach him to use his head. He got to be smart, man. He can't just be dumbing out like that. Not at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He dumbed out.
Yeah, I mean, and square up. I mean, there's still going to be opportunities, Abram, to make that big hit. But square up, you know, explode through the hips. Don't just come flying in there every single time. You know, I agree with that. I think that's now the narrative on Abram. I think Raider Nation, they love it. They love the aggression. They love the energy. But they see, you know, where it's a weakness now. It's starting to kind of rear its head. And as we come to the playoffs and every play is going to make a big difference. Every hit's going to make a big difference. Abram, you got to square up. You got to play smarter. You got to hit through. You got to hit through the player, not fly past them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Also, they're going to start throwing a lot of flags on him because he will be known to push somebody out of bounds, to do a little, you know what I'm saying, little bull stuff throughout the game. He got to hold that in because they're going to start throwing flags.
Hey, you can cuss on this show, bro, just so you know. I want you don't edit yourself.
That's all I got, man. I just want to call in and get my little spill on the game.
All right, brother. Jay, thank you so much for calling in. Don't be a stranger.
Quick question, Jay. I was going to ask you, man. How is Raider Nation out there in Georgia, bro?
Be honest with you, man. It It's real slow out here for Raider Nation. We got a lot of Falcons fans, got a lot of Steelers fans. That's why I'm so proud. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so proud of my team, man. I feel like I'm the only one. I'm the outsider.
Man,
I'm an outlaw.
Proud
I'm
of
a
you.
Raider, so I'm already an outlaw.
No, hell yeah, dude. I'm proud of you out there, dude. Just holding it down for us right there.
Hell
bro.
Yeah.
And thank you for your service, too, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem, man. No problem, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Jay. Have a great Thanksgiving, brother.
All right, you too.
All right, peace. I'm loving the energy from the calls tonight, guys.
Hey, man, that was fantastic. That was fantastic.
I'm going to wind this call back, but before we play it, I got to hear the rest of that story,
Chief. So, look, this is what happened. We walked into this Mexican restaurant, and as we were walking in, it was like the people working there had never seen a Mexican walk in their doors.
They're all shit.
They all looked over at me, and I said, ¿Cómo están? Like... I know what that like. Like, ¿cómo están? And they're like, "Oh shit, we got a Mexican is here. We can't fake the funk no more." Like, I saw this look of worry. Like, literally, as we were walking in the door, and I was like, "That's weird."
Huh? You heard him ripping the cellophane off the guacamole.
Seriously,
dust off the tostadas. The Mexicans bro, are here.
We walked to the back, and we sat down. They had all the decor. You know, they had the right vibe going on. They had the rancheras playing and they had the pictures of, you know, bullfighters and whatnot and fucking, you know, mariachis. That was the good vibe, the right vibe.
They had the Trump pinata.
But then we ordered, bro.
Yeah.
Never that. But when we ordered food, right? So I was like, you know what? I don't know what, you know, I'm looking at the menu and, I was like, usually when I go to restaurants, bro, and you try to get like the real stuff, like if you try to get enchiladas or, you know, the stuff that your mom will cook for you at home, it's a bad bet.
I usually don't.
Especially if you're raised eating that shit, right? Like if you're not raising that shit, you're probably going to order enchilada and you're going to be like, oh, that was delicious. But we were raised, me and Bobby were raised eating that shit like on a regular basis.
You don't make enchiladas in the oven.
No. Hey, if that shit comes back to you and it's this big fucking flour tortilla and it's all soggy, you fucked up, bro. If it's looking shiny, like if it's shiny. It's fucked up. Like, that's not a good enchilada. You already know you're in for a bad one.
It's got spaghetti sauce on it.
Yeah, bro.
Spaghetti sauce mixed with fucking tapatio, dog.
My homie.
For the spice.
Yeah, my homie, he ordered. What did he order? I think he ordered. He ordered like a quesadilla, like a shrimp quesadilla, and they gave it to him like a burrito. And I was like, this is bad news right here. This doesn't look right.
The empanadas are our home run pies.
Yeah, bro. It was all bad, dog. And I was like, they served everything up with black beans. And I don't have anything against black beans, but that's not necessarily our go-to. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, we refried beans or fucking some pinto beans, frijoles a la olla, that kind of shit, bro.
Peruvian beans is pushing it, dude.
Hey, Peruvian beans is pushing it. My dad got mad one day because when the pandemic first hit, he was like, if you could find some beans, bring me some. I was like, all right, Dad. I went out. Pinto beans were all sold out, and I fucking grabbed Peruvian beans over there. I was like, hey, I had them before, and I was like, they're okay. Show up. He's like, what is this? This is fucking pinto. This ain't the right beans. It's like, that is all. This is all they had, dog. What do you want me to do about it?
I'm not going
to
make it go back, dude.
He was like, he just shook his head and gave me that scoff, bro. He's just like, like I had fucked up his life, dog.
You ordered flautas. They gave you the frozen taquitos.
Oh man, no! But
you ordered a chorizo burrito. You got a bagel, dog.
It was all bad, dog. It was all bad. But the waitress even came over, and when I ordered in Spanish, like she just like her high like red alert sign went on. Like I could see her like her brain fucking like, oh no.
Yo, let me get, what do we do? Let me get the sopes. They give you an English muffin. The nooks and crannies, bro.
It was all bad. But you know what, man? I don't know. I don't know if it's just that they've become comfortable and they're like, New Yorkers don't know shit about Mexican food anyway, so let's just give them whatever the fuck we make.
Yeah.
Or if it's because produce and everything is so fucking expensive that they just they don't buy very good fucking product, and they just kind of serve up.
You got the shredded lettuce on the taco, bro.
Yeah, bro, that fucking mixed bag of fucking, that fucking mixed salad bag, bro, that they open up and they pluck out, they pluck out fucking cabbage.
Oh, man. See, that's why.
Oh, shit, man.
See, that's why if that restaurant was up to date, if they were on it, they'd be growing their own cilantro, their own onions.
You know,
you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, bro, but it's New York. Bro.
Major.
A fucking rooftop fucking garden, bro.
Major red flag is when there's black olives on the enchiladas, bro. Yes.
Or no, when there's yellow cheese on the enchilada, bro, you should just
they got Kraft singles
yellow
in there.
If you got American cheese,
just leave, bro.
They fucking poured fucking nacho cheese on your fucking enchilada, you're in trouble, bro.
Dude, no,
get the fuck out of there.
So good call, Sal, that, you know, helping out people there, dude, by giving them some flavor, bro.
Let them know, bro. Let them know. Jesus help them out.
Christ, man. It's sad out there.
They make the horchata with the soy milk.
Yo, Kenny, Kane, and I was out there in New York, and not one time did we say, hey, let's go get some Mexican.
No, that's a bad move. And I'm glad that you guys knew that, just inherently knew that. Like, there's not enough Mexicans in New York for there to be good Mexican food, bro.
My boy Black, shout out to Black, who's from Gilroy, California. He moved out there, relocated out there. So I was able to link up with them before you guys got to town. And we went to a little market, and he was like, oh, you want to try one of these tacos? They're actually not bad. And I just looked at him like, bro, you've been gone too long. I don't even need to try that taco to tell you you've been gone way too long, bro. I'll get a taco when I go home, bro.
All I know is that if a spot got meat options that says beef and chicken, and that's just it.
Ground beef.
It's all bad. It's ground beef, and it's boiled chicken, dude.
Hey, I'll hit up Taco Bravo. That's what I want.
There you go. That graveyard.
let's go back to the 360 here.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that 7-3 sounds a lot better than 6-4, but God damn it, I'm happy that we put out the effort that we did.
Hey.
Kenny Che Kane, Brother Wasabi, what's up, Pillagers? This is Pete. I try to reverberate the same frustration that most Raiders fans would have at the moment. And what I gotta say is, what I'm most happy about, we didn't get blown out at home.
It's true.
We really didn't. We did not get fucked over by West Sider. We got some favorable calls, which I really appreciate. Max the spread, but gosh, fucking.
Oh. Went out a little bit. Went out there, huh?
No, he's just that frustrated.
He's like, whoa!
Think he died, bro.
He faded out.
He dropped the phone and like took a quick lap around it.
Hey.
He sure come back, though.
Hey, real quick, though. Do you have the rest of it there?
Let me sync forward and see if he jumps back in. No, I won't even jump forward. Something happened with this call.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
Real quick, May spit fire. Okay, said, fuck, I love Mexican food. Got it good here in San Diego. And that's a fact. Real quick, may spit fire. Listen, I hope you're hitting up Tacos El Frances in fucking in Tijuana. Okay. Playas de Tijuana. That's the spot to go if you want some fucking real legit tacos and you live in SD, cross that border.
What's the best taco?
Tacos
there?
El Frances.
What do you get there? What's the best taco?
Everything, bro. Yeah, they got the real al pastor, bro. They got that shit on the
trompo.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. They got that. They're carving it down. Everything you get there is fire.
I'm gonna get a trompo for the studio here.
The first time bro.
Bobby Boy will never leave. Bro.
That would be dope. We should get. Hey, that's a renovation. That's in the budget. That's in the budget.
That's right. Dude.
We can make it happen, bro.
Make it happen, right, super chat.
Shit, we're gonna make it happen right here in the corner.
Let's get a mini one.
Hey, you know what? Fucking, then we'll have a camera on it the whole time. So you just see it like in the green screen.
Trumbo cam.
Hey, but Tacos El Frances, no joke, bro. Okay, that's where you go. If you're in Southern Cali, you're in SD, and you have plans of crossing the border, look up Tacos El Frances. That's the place to go. My boy took me there. His parents lived in Playas de Tijuana, and he was like, yo, I'm going to go take my laundry to my parents' house. I'm gonna get that shit washed.
College.
We're gonna go have college all day, bro. That was we're at state. And he's like, then we're gonna go have fucking the best tacos you've ever had in your life. Mm-hmm. I said, that sounds like a fucking plan to me, bro. Literally, that dude put down 10 plus tacos for sure that day. And I was amazed. I was like, man, you're impressive. You're impressive, dog. You eat tacos like a man. I ate like 8 and I was like, woo. But I also ate like a fucking half a bowl of radishes, bro, because they just put that bowl of radishes in the front, lime and salt. So I was throwing those back, a couple fucking beers.
That's how they get you, bro. They get you with those radishes, man.
Hell yeah. The radish, and you're not going to not eat them, bro. They're not going to put fresh bowl of radishes in front of you and you're just going to stare at them and be like, I'm going to save my appetite for the tacos. No, you're going to eat them bitches, bro.
Yeah. I love radishes.
Delicious. And it's, you know, it's an outdoor setting, like most Mexican restaurants. All right, if you're in Mexico, they're mostly like that. It was bomb, bro. That's the best place to get tacos in Tijuana. If you don't know, now you know. Get there.
Best Mexican food I ever had in my life was in San Diego. We have it pretty good here, but I used to have blue eyes until I went to San Diego. And I just up to my eyeballs in Mexican food, man. And they stay open 24 hours. And
That's right.
You don't even have to get out of your car. It's insane. Let's go. We have our last call here from the 813. Let's see what's up.
Mr. Stapler, Che, Bobby Wasabi. This is Rob Rader.
Yeah.
From Tampa, Florida, by way of beautiful Los Angeles, California.
Shout out, Rob.
You know, just a couple points. It was obviously a tough loss. I thought we should have had it. I think we left a little bit too much time in the clock. I knew it as soon as you scored. But, you know, a couple things. It was really good to see the fight and the toughness.
Absolutely.
In this team. Even though, you know, we missed some plays, I saw kind of the mystique of the old Raiders starting to creep back into this team. I think Abram has a big part in that. But, you know, I grew up in L.A. and going to L.A. Raider games in the Coliseum in L.A. And, you know, that was one of the things that we always prided ourselves on, whether we're in Oakland or L.A., was, you know, the toughness. And I really see guys start to come back to the forefront of this team, and I really like to see that grittiness. And, you know, even though you can't get away with as much as you used to. But, you know, a couple things is we're just giving up way too many third down conversions, third and longs. It's almost expected now that the fucking team's going to pick it up. It's driving me crazy. You know, but, again, tonight it came down to a couple of missed catches. You know, fucking Aguilar missed that one, and goddamn Engel dropped two. You know, those plays right there, when you're going to beat a team like Kansas City, those are the plays you got to make. And I think that was, you know, bottom line, the difference in this game. You know, but, you know, those are things that we can clean up. We gave these some bitches every bit that they could handle. I'll tell you, and I'm proud of the Raiders and, you know, again, seeing that toughness and that come through. But by far, best game I've seen from Derek Carr in years. I'm telling you right now, this was a game I was so proud of Derek Carr. He wasn't getting rattled in the pocket. He was completing passes under pressure. You know, I got to give it up to Derek Carr. He's my MVP for the night.
That's right.
No fucking doubt about it, man. Yep. Big props, man. I don't want to hear shit else about Derek Carr not being our man. He's the dude. So, you know, it was a great game. I wish we would have came out with a W. But I think we put the league on notice that the Raiders are here to play. And we're going to rock it out from here on out. Knock on wood if you're with me.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the way to end a phone call, man. We haven't heard that in a while.
Hey.
Nice reset. I like that.
That's nice. I like that. I like that. Hey, great call, man. Great call. It was good.
No filler there. Great call.
Real quick, because Vettel is hot right now. She's heated because of the taxi driver in Tijuana that took her to the fucking shitty ass fucking taco spot.
Damn.
Because he said, take us to the best tacos in Tijuana. Motherfucker took him to the lamest spot, man. Because the motherfucker was getting paid off by them.
Kickback.
every fucking tourist that he took to them, they gave him free food. Damn. Hey, Vettel, now you know. Next time you go, let them know, hey, don't be taking me to no bullshit taco spot. We want tacos el francés. That's it.
Don't ask no taxista. Just call Che.
Yeah, hey, that's it.
Hit up Che. He'll hook you up, bro. He's like your trip advisory right here, bro.
That's right.
He got you.
I know what's good down there. It's still good. I know it's still good. If you go to my old neighborhood, though, in North Park, it's not what it used to be, but there's a whole shitload of breweries in the neighborhood now. So go get yourself some craft beer.
Make sure you book your next trip through Che Vaga.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That sounds suspiciously close to something weird. So. You might have to change the name.
Chivagos.
There you go.
Amen.
Hey.
Vagos con tragos, bro. That's going to be chill.
Even after L, you can come to the Pillaging Podcast. We're going to keep it up B for you. We're going to tell you exactly how it is. We're going to let you speak your mind. Everybody has a voice here on this show. Also, before I get out of here, I wanted to shout out Brandon, who was in the chat, who came in as a Chiefs fan and gave props, said it was a hell of a game. You all hey. Battled. So cheers to you, man. That's the way you come in to enemy territory.
That's respectable right there.
So,
don't come in here talking nonsense when you guys won the game by fucking 4 points. Come on now.
I know. And you know what? And Brandon aside, that's how Chiefs fans do, bro. Because we were at the stadium. Everyone was kissing our ass when we got there.
And they're just scared, bro.
After they won, everybody wanted to fight. And it was just like, you better show up ready to fight.
Yeah, show up ready to fight. I want that energy early.
Yeah, early. Bring it,
bro. Give me that energy early. Don't come in here soft and be like, hey, oh, no, you guys are pretty good. No, young, let me see you guys. Oh, you guys are pretty good. And then after you get the W, then you want to be tough guy. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for fucking disaster.
The other thing I noticed
especially in fucking Oakland.
Bronco fans in the Bay Area are assholes. Bronco fans in Denver
are
soft. Soft.
Like Charmin.
Y'all out there line dancing with Raider fans. And that's on you too, Raider fans. I'll be tripping motherfuckers in the electric slide, bro. I'll be doing the Macarena, throwing elbows, bro. Fuck that noise.
Oh, man.
Hell of a show, guys.
Hey, man. Hey, this is a fantastic show. The chat was on fire today. We had some invaders today, but you know what?
That's good.
Our group is poised, bro. Look at them. They hung in there. They're like, you know what? Fuck all this noise. We know what we saw. We know what we saw on the screen.
And then we got our main man, the headhunter.
Hey, we got Raider Nug after their asses. They all disappeared real quick.
We got Nugger Lane in there, bro. Nugger Lane.
Hey, Nug, you got to grow that mohawk now.
Straight out, yo.
I want to see a fucking earring with a feather on it. Hey, todo, bro.
He just looked at them losers. Yo, he just looked at them haters and he was like,
pain. Same woman. Why don't you drop your man and
pain.
Come meet me at my hotel.
Oh, guys, that's it for this week's show. Tune in every week wherever podcasts are found. Until next week, keep the rum in your mug and the wind in your sails. And pillage on, Raider Nation. This has been a production of the Crow's Nest Podcast Network. I'm Kenny Stapler, joined as always by
your boy Chet
and Bobby Wasabi.
We out you.
Peace.
Raiders.
Just win, baby.